saddleupcolorado.net.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. This morning, I took time to watch the latest documentary of Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. And there was a visit, kind of a between Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Eric Metaxas, Larry Elder, Dinesh, the head of Salem Media Group. 2,000 Mules, I don't know if you've heard of it. It was a documentary on what happened in the 2020 election, and how that election was directed in a fashion, and how it was all the corruption to voter fraud, ballots. I would suggest you watch it, because that movie proves that Donald Trump won the election. There was no way that Joe Biden won the election. With the help of the continuity of government, the power of empire, Joe Biden is still the vice president of this country. This is Vice President Joe Biden in the Oval Office. He is not president. You may have different views, but you watch how the voter fraud occurred, and excluding the electronic vote. This was specifically targeting the ballots that went to the precincts. Just the ballots, the dead coming back to life, those who were in nursing homes who couldn't possibly vote, college students who went home for vacation and their ballots were taken and filled out, the way that the ballot boxes were stuffed, proves that Donald Trump legally is still the president of the United States of America. You can agree or disagree, but by going to this documentary, 2,000 Mules, it will show you what happened. Christ stated that everything that has been done in secret from the time that he was alive to the present, there's a principle. Everything that is done in secret is going to be revealed. There isn't going to be anything hidden. Everything is going to be disclosed. Christ stated that what you would speak in the closet, whispered in the closet, will be shouted from a rooftop. There are principles in the religious world and in the secular world. This document, 2,000 Mules, is not going to change anything. It is not going to help turn the election around, remove Biden from his vice presidency in the Oval Office. It's not going to change anything, but the thing is this. It will be used to show Democrat, Trump hater, Trump lover, Biden hater, Biden lover, Democrat, Republican, rhinos, patriots, everyone will get to know the truth. Another cosmic law, that every human being, especially those that have the ability to reason, must be presented with the truth and truth concerning all matters. You can just sit down and begin to make a list. Before you're deceived, Satan must show you and must disclose the truth. The children of the devil, they do not like cosmic laws. They do not like their pedophilia to be exposed. They don't like child sacrifice to be exposed. They don't like what happens in the abortion, the abortion mills to be exposed. They don't want this coming into the light. The matter of satanic ritual abuse, generational Satanists, generation after generation after generation, going back 30 generations. They don't like people to know that it is possible for a lineage, a family lineage, to be controlled generation after generation after generation, patterned to be child molesters, patterned to be victims of satanic murders. Cosmic laws. Before a nation can be deceived, and I'm talking about from this point forward, not what has occurred in the past. Before a nation can be deceived, the truth of matters that people think important matters must be disclosed to the individuals so they can make a decision using their free will. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com podcast.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft-close, full-overlay cabinets with full-extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
America has become a monster, not just a monster that devastates the nations, but a monster that is devastating to the civilization, to this society. We can't change it. In the book of Job, chapter 9, I think it was, I'll have to look up the verse exactly. I think it was 9:29. Job said that the nations will be turned over and put into the hands of the wicked. Job 29:9, I think it was. The nations will be allowed. The wicked will take control of the nations of the world. It has happened. We can't change it. Could we go back with what is presented with the movie 2,000 Mules by D'Souza? Could we, if we knew, could we have changed what happened at the election cycle in 2020? No. On Sunday, I did a program. My program for the Olive Tree Ministry was to present to the Christian audience two prophecies about Donald Trump. One in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings chapter 8, it was the day that the temple was finished and dedicated in the time of King Solomon. King Solomon dedicated the temple. And in verse 41 and 43, it talked about a stranger that was not Jewish that would come to Israel at a future date and pray toward the temple. That prophecy was fulfilled by Donald J. Trump in May 23rd, 2017. He landed in Tel Aviv. He went to the Western Wall, and he prayed toward the temple. And his prayer was that God would give him wisdom to rule as the leader of this country. He needed wisdom during his administration. And God answered that prayer. In that chapter, Solomon asked the God of heaven that he was consecrating the temple to. Solomon asked that God in heaven would hear the prayers of the stranger, and whatever the stranger prayed for and asked, that God would grant his wishes, answer his prayers. One of the prayers was that he would be able to rule America. He also performed another prophecy. He made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. That is a fulfillment also of prophecy. Other presidents of this country had the opportunity to do that. They didn't. That was put into the hands of Donald Trump. So he filled prophecy in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, on the day of dedication. It was a prophecy of King Solomon to the Jewish people presenting to them their future, not just giving them and rehearsing their history and the present, but prophesying to them about their future. And at an end time, in the end time, at the end of the world, a great prophecy would be fulfilled. Someone would come to honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from a far country. The far country is the United States of America. The also in the Bible, the far country has a biblical name. We call it the United States of America. But the biblical name for the United States of America is Babylon the Great of the End Times, which is in Revelation chapter 17 and Revelation chapter 18. And this king would come from this distant land, and he would travel on Air Force One. He would come not as just a common man. He wouldn't come as a citizen of a different country. No, he would come as the king, an honorable, noble king, whether you agree with it or not, from a distant country. He would be the president, as we would phrase it. King James calls it a king, or a stranger. We would prefer, well, in our vernacular, he's a president. He would come from a far country on Air Force One. He wouldn't travel on camel or donkey. He would travel in luxury on Air Force One, representing the great nation, Babylon the Great, of the end of the world. And he would land in Tel Aviv, and from there he would go directly to the Western Wall to fulfill prophecy. Does he know that he fulfilled prophecy? I don't know. Maybe someone in the body of Christ has presented this to him to show him that he is in the Bible. A stranger. And the stranger would come to honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as he prayed toward the temple. He would pray at a distance. He wouldn't pray at the Temple Mount because that's forbidden. Even the Jewish rabbis are forbidden to be there. It is presently turned over to the Arabs. Solomon was praying on the temple, at the temple, in proximity of the temple, probably 50 feet away. But Donald Trump had to pray from a distance. I don't know if it would be a block away. I don't know. I don't know the distance from the Western Wall to the temple. That was a fulfillment of prophecy. He didn't pray in the location of the temple where Solomon prayed. He prayed from a distance, fulfilling prophecy. The Christian people of the world do not realize what happened when Donald Trump flew into Tel Aviv and went to the Western Wall. This is an indicator of the end of the world. And another indicator of the end of the world is that another prophecy in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, there's a riddle of seven kings. Well, the King James uses the term kings. We use the term presidents. These presidents, seven presidents of the end time kingdom empire of the world, Babylon or America. These seven kings, the riddle goes, there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, the sixth is, the seventh is soon to come. And the seventh, when he does come, he remains for a short space. In other words, he does not get to fulfill or live out the time appointed to him as a king. He had his first administration. He was harassed. He was demonized. but he finished his first administration. And according to the research done by the Salem Media Group and what was presented, Donald Trump won the second term. But Bible prophecy must be fulfilled. He will continue, the seventh king must continue a short space. And he is still legally, constitutionally, the president of this country. Biblically speaking, which is even more important, he is still the king in his administration, but he doesn't have the power because he doesn't have the Oval Office. Now, the riddle says there's an eighth king that is coming. It's made clear in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, there are seven administrations. Seven administrations. But one of the kings, one of these seven kings, and I will name them to you. It started with Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Jefferson Clinton. Then it was George Bush Jr., and the sixth king was Barack Hussein Obama. The seventh king is Donald J. Trump. So there are seven administrations. And it says in the riddle, the eighth king is of the seven kings. So in other words, there's only seven administrations, or maybe an eighth administration. But in the eighth administration, whoever is the king of that administration must be one of the first seven kings. It can't be Jimmy Carter. He's too old. Ronald Reagan is dead. George Bush Sr. is dead. William Jefferson Clinton is too old. He's not there mentally any longer. Number five, who would be George Bush Jr.? The Bush dynasty has been destroyed forever. He'll never be another Bush king in the presidency. Donald Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty. February of 2016, correct. Then you have the sixth king, Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Barack Hussein Obama is the eighth king. I say this through study of the scripture and through the understanding of the prophetic word. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to accept what I'm saying. But the eighth king must be one of the previous seven kings. The only king that it could have possibly be would be Barry Satoru. He will be, and Joe Biden is just the vice president in position, being given orders by the eighth king. The eighth king in his administration, first and second term, became very, very, very powerful, more powerful than you can imagine. At the end of his administration, he sent the orders out to his intelligence agencies to begin secret observation spying of the Trump administration. That is a fact. It is known, cannot be denied. Already, he was exercising authority into the Trump administration. It was part of the sixth president's plan to make sure that the seventh king could not get roots, could not get traction. And he did, to a great degree, get some traction, but he was hindered all through his presidency. And in the background, still the controlling power was the Obama administration through a continuity of government, an apparatus of intelligence, whether it be NSA, CIA, FBI, military. That's part of the continuity of government. Also, senior executive services someone appointed into each of the different areas of administration in this country, and it continued through Trump's presidency. It continues to this day. We'll be back in a second. I know this is heavy. You need to know the truth. It is a cosmic law. You know the truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, and that song really gives you an idea of the future. There's a bad moon rising. Joe Biden is not, if you look at his disposition and as an individual and his psychological makeup, Joe Biden is not a leader. He doesn't have the psychological makeup to be a leader. He is a dictator as far as a personality, but he's not a leader. He doesn't have those abilities. He has the abilities to do what he's told. As the vice president, he was able to do what he was told during the Obama administration. And earlier in his political career, basically, he didn't make the decisions for his itineraries. He was basically given instructions, and he was good at following those instructions out to a T. Why? Because, if I'm correct, he was part of an older, what we would term MK Ultra program. He was probably part of some type of traumatic torture or something of that effect when he was a child, when he was young. And the purpose of this type of trauma, psychologically, is to make these individuals, not just this vice president, but all others in Canada with Justin Castro Trudeau, he also has a personality where he will obey orders. Boris Johnson in England with Macron in France. For the most part, many of these men in positions, especially in the Five Eyes nations, are abused when they're children. Tony Blair, it goes on and on. So Joe Biden is not a leader. He has been conditioned to obey. Now, Hussein, Barry Satoru, he also was traumatized when he was a child. Had to have been. His mother, CIA, his real parents in CIA operations. But his personality is different in the sense that he is more powerful as a narcissist. He is driven by his narcissism. He, in his own mind, has never ever lost or has ever been second place. He's never taken second seat. This is why when he ran for president in the 2008 election, he eventually would, I have part of an article here, Obama hated the Democrat National Committee, I'm quoting, because he felt like they, the committee, had stabbed him in the back by supporting Hillary Clinton over his upstart campaign in the 2008 presidential primary. He's distrustful still to this very day of the Democrat machine. He is not expecting the Democrat machine to put him back into power. It will, but he's not expecting it to put him in power again. But just like before, he back then turned fundraising efforts away from the Democrat National Committee. He focused on building progressive organizations like Organizing for America. These groups, Black Lives Matter, the groups that are protesting, these are Obama machines. These machines will make sure that he is once again put into power. You don't have to believe me. I'm presenting something to you that is far out in your understanding. It is too much. It is unbelievable. It is sheer nonsense. I must be mad. No, I'm not mad. You look at his personality and you look at the machine that he built while he was in office. You look at how he put together continuity of government and used the different agencies that ensure continuity of government. In other words, they were going to ensure that Donald Trump did not get into a second term. Senior Executive Service. These positions in that service are appointees. This was put in into the American Jimmy Carter is the one who brought about the Senior Executive Service. This was a Jimmy Carter plan. There was a woman by the name of I can see her face. I almost have her name. Marcy. Marcy, what was her last name? She was the sister of a man, Field McConnell. What is her name? Marcy. She, brilliant woman in the occult, was able to put together the concept, the thought, and senior executive services for Jimmy Carter. And from that point forward, different agencies within the United States government, all of them, the Defense Department, agencies in the intelligence agencies, the National Forest Service, they're appointed. Not brought into up through the ranks by what you can achieve by being loyal, but you're appointed by the president. Was it Maxine Marcy? I'll think of it. Anyhow, I studied her and can't remember her name. But this was one of the continuity of government agencies, and still to this day being directed by somebody behind the scenes. We'll be back.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus!
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And
chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call.
We're chasing rabbits, but the rabbits we're chasing are rabbits that are hiding in the open. They're deep state, or they are a group that is and has always run this country. We believe that we can vote. We put people into positions. We did put Donald Trump in position. We put him in the White House twice. But continuity of government, the power of empire, made sure that Donald J. Trump did not take the Oval Office a second time. Rather, continuity of government, the power of empire, put in the vice president, who is not president. There is someone in the shadows. There's an unseen hand that is giving direction to the whole occult world in the United States of America. You don't have to believe me. You may not see it. You may not understand it. You may not want to believe it. Whether you want to believe it or see it is irrelevant. The facts are the facts. There are cosmic laws that before you're deceived, or somewhere along the line in your deception, you must be shown, given the truth. The truth must be revealed to you. Whether or not you accept it, that's up to you. You have freedom of will. You have the ability to consider, to have some sort of discernment. It is the responsibility, according to the laws of God. There comes a point in every person's life when they begin to have the ability to make directions or to make decisions for their lives. And I mean starting when you're a child. When you're a child, you have the right to, your little feet can take you wherever your little mind tells you to, you want to go. Your little mind will tell you what to do. And you as a child will begin to immediately know the difference between right and wrong. You'll be able to start to consider because you have logic. But now, in the world, the whole nation collectively, the logic of this nation has been impaired by a fog, they're mesmerized by hypnosis. The hypnosis comes through mainstream media, through the government's machine of propaganda, but still, you have the ability to reason. Cosmic laws, the other kingdom down the rabbit hole, that other world of deception, they are held to laws by God Almighty that people must be presented with different views, but in those views there must be truth. You can be presented with 10 different views, but one of the 10 must be the truth. And it's the responsibility of every person to look and to finally make and come to a conclusion. Is America in the Bible? I present this to you. Yes, it is. You cannot have a nation the size of this country not in the Bible. You know people that have been reading the book of Revelation, and they know there is going to be a coming ruler, which the world is familiar with. His name is Antichrist. And this Antichrist is going to make people worship him and take a number. And they're going to be given a mark. The common man in the street that has studied and ever read and has talked to their buddies when they're out having a few six packs of beer, they talk about a system where you're not going to buy and you're not going to sell unless you have a mark. The whole world knows about this. God's word is powerful. God's word has been presented to the world, especially that little thought. There's going to be a system of control like never before in the history of the world. And it's going to be through digits. It's going to be digital. It couldn't happen in the 60s. It couldn't happen in the 70s. Not in the 80s, 90s, not at the turn of the century. It couldn't happen in the first 10 years of this century. But now with the way in which the whole world, through your smartphone, you've been tied into a system where the digital system now can be put in place. And we hear that this man and the people that control him, Klaus Schwab, the reason he's in power in that position of what he's been doing is because he's controllable. He's controllable. Who controls him? Henry Kissinger. What is the other guy? George Soros. Who controls him? These type of people. With Anthony Fauci. This man also is not just controllable, but he does have a psychological makeup where he has zero empathy. Zero empathy. Everything he does is for the betterment and the moving forward of the coming occult kingdom of Antichrist. He and Antichrist are friends. They talk. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, down the rabbit hole. We'll be back.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay. Now, you know, I was out with Cactus, and she reminded me that I study, and she pretty much expects me to study for the programs, and I do, but she mentioned that I never get to my notes, and I didn't get to my notes again today. I got to some of my thoughts. I didn't get to the notes. So I will have to probably try to be more focused. But anyhow, I'm going to go back to the matter of cosmic laws. I'm telling you, one of the cosmic laws and the way that from that other dimension into this dimension, God, in His wisdom, gave the ability to these people who put together this documentary, 2,000 Mules. He gave them the way to document the technology and how to access that technology to present to the American people the truth about what happened and how this election was moved to prevent Donald Trump from taking office a second time. It shows that he won the election. This is indisputable. He won the election. Continuity of government kept him out of that position. Cosmic laws. I'm telling you, you watch this movie. This was one of God's ways in which the American people and the people of the world would be shown the truth about what happened in this election. You can listen to mainstream media. They will admit it. God, they're going to be forced to admit that yes, it did happen, and yes, we were a part of it, and yes, we are happy that to work with continuity of government, all the intelligence agencies, part of the continuity of government, with senior executive service, with the election committees throughout the country, continuity of government, every facet that ensures that empire must continue. America has prophecies that must be fulfilled. And Donald Trump, one of the prophecies is that he would be in office a short space. And eventually, there are eight administrations, but only seven presidents. And one of the seven presidents is going to be the head of the eighth administration, which is coming. And when that administration comes in, then Donald Trump, his administration, is legally, according to the Bible, finished. It is done. But not until then. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe a word I said. But don't forget that I'm telling you, Donald Trump is in the Bible. In the Old Testament, he's a stranger. In the New Testament, he's a king. And as the king, he would travel to the Middle East, to Israel, to fulfill prophecy on Air Force One. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360khnc.com. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you tomorrow.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.